This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Justice Department has charged three North Korean computer programmers in a broad range of global hacks, including a destructive attack that targeted an American movie studio and an extortion scheme aimed at attempting to steal more than $1.3 billion from banks and other financial institutions. John Demers is an assistant attorney general for national security.
Simply put, the regime has become a criminal syndicate with a flag, which harnesses its state resources to steal hundreds of millions of dollars.
According to the indictment, the hackers were part of a conspiracy that attempted to steal more than $1.3 billion in money and cryptocurrency from banks and companies, unleashed a sweeping ransomware campaign, and targeted Sony Pictures Entertainment in 2014 over the Hollywood movie The Interview, which depicted the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The government's top cybersecurity official says it will take time and patience to get to the bottom of a likely Russian hack of several federal agencies. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Ed Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technologies, says a task force is looking into the damage and also trying to track down whoever broke into computer systems of at least 9 government agencies and 100 private companies.
This is challenging. This is a sophisticated actor who did their best to hide their tracks.
Neuberger likens the investigation to peeling an onion.
It'll take us some time to uncover this layer by layer.
Several agencies acknowledged they were breached, including the Treasury Department and Justice Department, but the full list has not been publicly released. Tim McGuire, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.